SEPTA is officially soliciting bids for new train cars to replace its 50-year-old Silver Liner 4 fleet. CEO Scott Sauer says the authority doesn't have the money to pay for the massive cost of new cars at the moment.
So we did not have $2 billion available for this fleet. So we're going to pursue a loan through the federal government, which will add cost to this. So that $2 billion becomes something much higher at the end of the loan, at the end of the loan cycle.
Sauer says, in the meantime, SEPTA crews will perform enhanced maintenance on the trains they have to keep everyone safe. A landmark building will continue to host major pieces of Philadelphia's holiday nostalgia. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
The iconic Wanamaker Light Show in Dickens Village will officially open to the public on Black Friday, November 28th. Crews are currently unwrapping the figurines that were precursors of Disney's animatronics from the 60s while fluffing Christmas trees, cleaning the sets, and laying down fake snow. And along with the historic holiday show and organ concert, guests will also enjoy some new additions, according to Brian Crowley with Friends of the Wanamaker Organ.
New this year to the experience will be Holly and Humbug, a pop-up restaurant on the main floor. And we will also be welcoming 40 vendors from the Christmas Village across the street. You will still be able to do some of your holiday shopping inside of the Wanamaker building.
Following the closure of Macy's Center City store, more than 1,100 people contributed to the Save the Light Show campaign to keep the Wanamaker Christmas traditions alive. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Cloudy, breezy, and cool out there on this Monday afternoon. Right now, 47 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, with gray skies. 47 along the water in Atlantic City, and Cape May checking in at 48. For the remainder of the day in Philadelphia, we're expecting skies to clear out in the early part of the evening. By tonight, we are under clear skies. That is going to lead to temperatures going down overnight. Temperatures get into the mid-30s. Looking ahead to Tuesday, well, cloudy skies in the forecast and on par to be similar to today. Expect highs tomorrow to be in the mid to upper 40s. It's WHYY.